apparently we're live on air. Isn't that exciting? This is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned in to Radiance by Design. It's a show where you can design your own radiance so you can radiate out into the world as consciously as possible, sending out messages of, hi, I'm changing, I'm growing, I'm expanding, I'm full of love, I'm healing, whatever messages you want to send out, not I'm in control, I'm in charge, I'm depressed, not that kind of message. So sometimes we have to grab hold of ourselves and turn those inner subconscious messages and build up the preferred messages that you're radiating out in the world. And that's what this show is all about. We're going to do some meditations where we learn to create and manifest by paying attention to the way energy fields go. And we're going to talk. We're going to talk with you. We're going to talk over coffee, I always say. We're going to talk to you about what it is that's going on in your life and how can we help you release where you felt stuck and where you're afraid, because fear is one of the most interesting common problems to every single person that's listening to this show and beyond. Fear is a kind of vibrational thing that holds us back in and keeps us pivoting around the same old potholes in our life. And we want to move that. The other side of fear is courage, inspiration. And I don't know how many times I've read some version of this, that feel the fear and do it anyway. So what it is when you feel and experience feelings like fear, resistance, defense, well, they're all based on fear, really, at some level. But when you realize that you have something going on that's repeating how you outpicture in your life, how you're dreams and affirmations don't keep manifesting, then when you can actually experience it in your body mind, that means maybe you get it in your lower belly, maybe you get it in the small of your back, maybe you get it in your forehead and in your legs. It doesn't matter. What matters is you find out where it is. And like most of us, when we're observed or we're seen and known for who we are, we kind of relax. And sometimes we shine because we're being recognized. By the same token, your fear or defense or whatever it is, once you recognize it, it doesn't stay stuck off in the corner of your beingness. It literally starts to unravel. And then you can redirect it and help it to become inspiration, courage. It might take more than 20 minutes. Don't get impatient with yourself, but we're working on that kind of thing. And one of the things that's going on the planet, I'll bet you all noticed, is some incredible financial swindling revelations. I always think it's like the time of the Book of Revelations, that what's being revealed is some terrible, terrible, greedy, swindling stuff. It's incredible. It's like we thought Enron was bad, but over and over again we're learning about swindles that are global and are knocking countries to their knees, and people in America anyway. I don't know about the rest of the world, since I'm not a news junkie, and I pick it all up from Bob, who really is, and he studies it all. And I do hear some bits and pieces of news, but what's happening here in America anyway is none of us really trust any of the, or most of, I should say it that way, news media, what kind of information is being fed to us. We're seeing all kinds of services deteriorate. We're seeing schools become really, they're either like cesspools of training for kids to become, their peers become kind of dangerous for them. They're really understaffed. They're under-supported. Quality of education is dropping fast. There's a whole bunch of things. They're shorting us on the number of fire employees in fire departments and places that can support us, police and so on. We keep hearing cutbacks, 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 but there are a few people that are becoming richer and richer and richer and richer. Very interesting time on the planet. And a lot of us have been studying metaphysics for a long, long time, because now, you know, I'm 100 years old now. I've been studying metaphysics pretty much for, oh golly, since off and on since the 60s, but steadily since the mid-70s in a big way. And it's not always courageously, often kind of timidly peeking out behind the facades that I was living in, and then trying to learn how to create my reality and so on. And a lot of us who've been in the metaphysical study world, and other people as well, have known that we're going to come to some kind of a big shift. Some said it was the pole shift. Some said it was the end of the Mayan calendar shift. Some said it was both. But we all knew that systems would fall apart, and there would be, we hope, if we become wise enough and strong enough as a species, there will be an opportunity for us to live in heaven on earth, meaning people living in harmony with the planet, in harmony with the atmosphere, and in harmony with one another. Even if you can't stand someone, love them anyway, and make sure that it's a win-win for you. So we're right in the throes of that. A lot of the systems are dissembling. A lot of us did meditation to celebrate the end of the long count for the Mayan calendar on the 28th of October. The word has it, after that, because a lot of you know that we're talking a lot about the end of the Mayan calendar. It's not the end of the world, which I think Hollywood is trying to perpetrate, but it's the end of a certain cycle, a 26,000-year cycle, and what we're all hoping, or many of us are hoping, is that as the civilization, as it's been constructed, kind of dissembles, which it is doing financially. I mean, do you trust the stock market right now? Are you really excited about our federal government situation? Are you excited about what's going on politically? I am, in a negative way, of what's going on in Oakland. I'm going to talk to Deb O'Connor about that tonight as an astrologer, find out what's going on in Oakland, California, and what's happening with Occupy Wall Street. So where was I going with all that? I was saying that in the shift, we're seeing the dissemblement of systems as we knew them. So what we leaned up against and called security is no longer secure. And I think even those billionaires up there who are supposedly, just a minute, I'll get your call as soon as I finish this little bit here. Those billionaires who are supposedly gathering all the money for themselves, I gather that they themselves are going to find a very shaky structure. So bottom line is we need to wake up to the fact that we're really a powerful species, and that the power will come, the greatest power that we have will come when we awaken to the fact that on a one-on-one level, me, you, we can go inside and begin to unravel some of the limitations that have kept us numbed, have kept us believing that we can only be this or that. That we can unravel those beliefs and unravel those limitations and really create a reality that is, back to my first sentences, radiant. And we can connect and radiate one to another and move out of the consciousness that has perpetrated itself until we get into this incredible dissemblement time called the shift. So let's talk tonight about waking up, waking up, waking up, and what it will take to wake up to our greater power. And in the meantime, we'll talk to my first caller. You're on the air. Good evening.
Good evening, Veronica. This is Laris. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Laris. I was thinking about you today. Are you in Portugal? You're in New Jersey or something now.
Yes, I am in New Jersey.
Welcome to the show, honey.
Yeah, I moved back here after 7 years.
How do you like it?
It's like returning to motherland somehow. Although I'm not American-born, but I never knew that I really was going to miss this America as my motherland. So it's, you know, it's a very interesting emotion. But wanted to tell you quick that my call tonight is just based on appreciation, because you might not remember, but I want to say that I did call for the first time like in the second half of 2007, and
I remember,
like at the end of 2007, I went on the call and asked if what you can see in one of my eyes, and I didn't even say what eye was, and you said, well, is your left eye, and what you have in there is actually a scar from your contact lens. do you wear contact lenses, right? And I said, yeah, definitely, I wear the hard ones. And so, well, I'm not going to extend, but from there on, I said, well, I'm amazed because the doctor really didn't know what it was, but I'm kind of very nervous about it because he said that I should not use my contact lenses anymore. I have been using them since I was 9 years old. And you said, well, you know, in 2 years, I'm not very good at with time, you said, but in 2 years, more or less, you're going to be able to use them again because there are going to be, you know, advances in the way they made them, whatever, and you're going to be able to use them, so don't worry about it. You know, you're just going to have to not use it now for a while. And sure enough, about a year ago, I came here, and they had this, I had astigmatism and nearsighted, and also has astigmatism. I'm sorry, you know the word.
Astigmatism. Yes, I do. Astigmatism, yes.
And so what they did is now they have these soft lenses for that that are kind of very good. So I'm being able to use them back, not the hard ones, but the soft one. So, you know, that was not the only stuff that you have told me, but I'm not going to go, of course, taking the night on that, but I think it was very fair for you, so whoever is listening to this or to the recording know how great you are and how very good you are in your intuition. So,
thank you very much. It's very sweet to hear from you. Now, you've pumped up my ego, and I'll need therapy, but...
So the last thing I want to say is, could you talk like 1 or 2 minutes about the experience you had with the reconnection that you had a show on Tuesday, right, mm-hmm. with this lady that talked about the reconnection technique?
Yes, it's a wonderful technique. Did you mean just like how does it work or my own experience?
Well, yeah, if it's not personal, what do you personally feel about it?
I think it's a really amazing. And the one thing I really loved about it when I first heard about it, I was attracted to it 10 years earlier than I took the course. You know how you put things off. But the thing that attracts me the most is that you and I and all the people listening are aware that there are downloads of frequencies, new ones coming in from the universe. And they give us the opportunity to catalyze our evolution. But most of us don't know how to reach them or feel them or experience them in a practical fashion. And the reconnection is a system where those energies, those frequencies just begin to interact with people. And it's when you allow that their presence is there, it's a very simple, not hands-on, it's a hands-off technique that really puts people through changes. And it doesn't make logical sense unless you include those higher frequencies that we don't see and sometimes don't feel and that we're manipulating. They're coming through and letting us catalyze their manipulation of whatever's going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Did you had what they call, are you being reconnected, which is not the same as just going to the first and second seminar, right?
Yeah, I have been reconnected, yes.
Which is different from the seminars.
Yes, what reconnected means, and you can check YouTube's people if you want to, it's a very interesting system. It's that the Earth has ley lines, it has patterns of energy lines and so on, and so does the universe. And so do we. And when you have the reconnection done, someone is working with you to actually reconnect your body to those ley lines that are within you. So they're like meridians, but they go well off the body, and they line up with the Earth and with the universe. And it's hard to explain, but you just kind of have to
You feel like it's somehow different since then in a permanent way?
I think I do, actually. It's hard to know with me because I'm always doing more stuff.
Right.
But I would say it's a very, very, very powerful, and it's fun, and it's easy. And my 6-year-old grandson did it.
Oh, my God, yeah, right, okay.
It's a very, very wonderful thing. And people like Christine Upchurch are wonderful people. Oh, my goodness. On my website, there's now a 10-minute little visual movie that we did Oh, on the Reconnection website, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so you get to see me working with Christine on a very short little video of the whole thing. She's just a delight.
That is on the Reconnection website?
Yes, it is.
Not on your website, in theirs, right?
It's not on mine yet, but it's on theirs, and it only went up, I think, 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay, great. Well, I'm not going to steal the show, so thank you very, very much, and I'm back.
I'm so pleased to hear from you, Laris, and we'll hear from you again, darling.
Yes, thank you. Good night.
Take care.
Well, I'll be on, but bye-bye then.
All right. Take care then.
Okay.
All right, everyone, it's time for us to do our meditation, and I insist on doing this meditation every show because I believe, and she talked about the reconnection, so there's kind of a connection here between what I'm saying and what we were just talking about. But I believe that in a vibrational community, we can make a tremendous difference in the collective of our species. And so I'm talking about you want to wake up as an independent, self-actualizing individual, but we also want to radiate out and connect with others so that we build communities of frequency, community of energy. So I insist that we do at least a short meditation altogether because it helps us to become one, right? So if you'd like to close your eyes, unless you're riding your unicycle on the edge of a cliff, reading a book while riding a bike, any of those dangerous things, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths. And above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from that upper golden ball through your spine into another golden ball way down, say 40 feet below your spine. So you're on a skewer, aren't you? So then drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And upside down, another four-sided pyramid, and it meets the base. It's upside down, so it meets the base of your first pyramid. So when the two stick together, it's a diamond shape, isn't it? And inside of that, there's a crystal ball, and that crystal ball touches the inside edges of your structure. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, which is just a three-dimensional Star of David. And whilst you're in that, I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning. And a lot of people, when they do this part, really feel dizzy. It's quite funny. So spin and spin and spin and just see that dizziness as being, showing you that you're actually spinning. And as you spin, look in front of you. There's a magical screen. And I want to see, in the first screen, see yourself in a movie where you're becoming what it is you want to become. That's right. And as you see yourself becoming that, I always want to be multidimensional. And what do you want? You don't have to want what I want. See yourself becoming that. And when you feel kind of successful, just give yourself a big grin and a hug. Wrap that in light, and let's move to the next screen where you're completing a project. Maybe you're selling your home, doing some real estate transaction in this crazy time. Maybe you're running a business and you want it to just bump up. Maybe you're writing a book, a movie. Maybe you're starting a relationship, home and family. It doesn't matter. What do you want to produce in this next screen? Good. See all the resources coming, the people, the moolah, all the pieces coming to make your project very successful. And see it becoming really successful. It's working just like you dreamed. And now, see all the resources again, and the money, and the people, and the time, and your inspiration coming together to actually perpetuate or continue or elongate this project. Or hand it to someone else, whichever you prefer. Yeah. And you just fill it with light. Good. And now be really happy about it because you see how successful it is. And move it over to the right there. Wrap it in light. And now let's go into the Galactic Healing Center. Now remember, we've got a team. You've got a magical team of consciousnesses, guides and angels, however they look to you. And they're standing in a circle around a wonderful, fresh, healing table. And the first person to hop on that table is you, or in my case, me. So hop on the table, and then let's ask your healing team to give you some healing. We don't know what it is you want. Maybe you do know, and if you do, ask them for that. But otherwise, they'll tell you what they want to give you. And maybe it's a release of attention you've had for a long time. You can feel it just being pulled out. Maybe they're shifting your brain patterns so you can think more lightly and be in touch with your higher self, ease your life somewhat. Okay. Now, when you can really feel it, right now I feel an incredible buzz in my body. When you feel any evidence of them working on you, because we're on global radio, we don't have time to go right through the whole thing. So wrap it in light so it can continue in its own little healing chamber and move it to the right. And then have that team replicate themselves. And then we have a fresh healing table. And bring in somebody you really care about, somebody you want to help. Let's bring in this person. I see an older woman, and she's had cancer of the ovaries, and she's doing fairly well. But they've just told her she has a little more of it that just popped up. And she's probably around 80. And we're asking the team to work with her. Who are you bringing in? You don't have to do what I do. You can join me, or you can do whatever you want. Anyway, so my team is coming in, or her team is coming in, and they're working with her whole system. That's it. It's funny, they're working on her back and her brain and her feet. What are they doing in yours? I feel like something is streaming out of my being. What's happening with yours? Wrap it in light and let that team move over to the side with her. They're over there at the right. And let's bring in our political one. We only have a few minutes. We're keeping it short tonight because we talked to Laris, and that was a good thing. So now we have a fresh table, and we have a fresh team, because they're magical and they can replicate themselves. And let's bring in a political scenario. Let's bring in the whole world economic scene with all of its egregious behavior. Win-win for me and not for you. I'm not sure who to blame or who, whatever. All I see it is this huge stream of financial energy pulling itself by some of these beings who know how to pull it. So let's just see this financial, I'll call it collapse, challenge, you call it what you want to as well, and we'll have the team work around it. And then we're asking the team to bring in many, many levels of higher consciousness from all realms so that you have your regular team and they've got all these layers and layers of being. And you and I know that the money consciousness is deep within our being, isn't it? It's deep within our psyche. It's deep within our soul's journey. That's right. And so they're working on the collective mind and hearts of the beings in charge. Oh my, the energy is really powerful. Mostly so that people can feel the love of existence and the love of rapport with the earth, and with the atmosphere, and with the universe, and with one another. And they can share And now let's call in a beautiful kind of a salmon-y radiant light and have it come in through the top of your head. Come on down, fill your heart, and then move right on out, radiating from your hands. And imagine reaching out around the whole globe, because this is magic, so you can stand around the whole globe, right? And put your hands flowing this amazing magical light on various hot spots on the planet where people need help, where people need food and water, safety, love, and where there's war, pour that light in. Where there's treachery, and have that light move round and round and round on this planet until the whole planet is bathed in a harmonious vibrance. And then bring it back in all the way up through your hands, your arms, into your heart, and then flood your body and shoot straight up through the top of your head. And now I'd like you to jump, just close off that galactic healing center and jump back into your star tetrahedron, your spinning star of David. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and pop back into the room with me. Because I think Deb O'Connor's here. I had that funny sound in the background. Is that you, Deb?
That's me. That funny sound. That asthmatic cough.
How are you?
Connor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Welcome to the show. What's up
on
the planets? Good grief.
Well, you know, we're kind of in the middle of the moons. Last week, we had a new moon in Scorpio. I want to say just a couple things about that. And next Thursday, so a week from today, we're going to have a full moon. So maybe we can wait and talk about that full moon next week. But something really amazing happened yesterday. Both the planets, Mercury and Venus, which have to do with our communication systems and our desire for beauty and truth. These two planets are traveling together in exactly the same degree. And yesterday, mid-morning, they moved from the sign of Scorpio, which is that deep down kind of clearing, cleansing, bringing up all sorts of junk. They moved into Sagittarius, which just wants, it's a fire sign and it just wants to act. And when they did that, they squared the planet Mars, which is certainly a sort of a warrior advocate energy. And they also scored Chiron, the wound. And it's the collective wound. It is the way it's working right now. I'm not going to do too much astro babble tonight. I thought yesterday morning, I wonder, because I'm living right on top of the San Andreas Fault, I thought, I wonder if the Earth is going to move again today. It's been moving out here quite a bit. In fact, in Oakland, twice last week, in Berkeley, there was a earthquake, very substantial one, 3.9. Well, what happened yesterday, for everybody who's listening probably knows this, was that the Wall Street, or the movement to take back Wall Street in Oakland yesterday just completely, for one thing, it was a day I can't remember the way that the press was talking about this, but a lot of people went on strike yesterday. Teachers didn't go to work all over the country. There was a call for people to just basically stop. And a lot of these people came to Oakland and they closed down the port. They managed to close down the fifth largest port in this country. They closed the Bay Bridge. For anybody who knows the Bay Bridge, it's one of three ways out of San Francisco over the bay, and it's closed. Anyway, I think that's extraordinary. And it got a little bit violent last night, which I wish it wouldn't have done, but there were still thousands and thousands and thousands of people peacefully, basically stopping all these big semis. I mean, the photos in the on BBC this morning, on the BBC News and in the San Francisco Gate, were of all these people sort of joyfully with peace signs and basically sitting on top of the cabs of semis and the trailers. Semi after semi after semi was stopped down at the same time that the ships came into the docks, but nobody's unloading them.
Wow. That's a big effect. Whew.
It's a big effect. It's really extraordinary. And the only other thing I want to say about this is that last week we had a new moon in Scorpio. And the new moon in Scorpio, basically, it's the one of the year that we get. And it's like a new seed being planted in this sign that has everything to do with revealing what's beneath the surface of things that just absolutely has to be put to death. It just doesn't work anymore. It's like whatever is toxic, Scorpio not only finds it, but brings it to the surface so that we can see it. So there's a lot happening right now that's both sort of liberating and also detoxifying, I think.
Mm-hmm. So it's part of the Great Awakening, isn't it?
It really is. And it's so, and the fact that all this happened yesterday is squaring the collective wound is beautiful, in my opinion, because what's happening collectively right now is just right down the line with what's going on energetically. You know, when you look at this.
And it's happening, Deb, it's happening all over the world, isn't it?
All over the world. And I know I say this over and over, but what's going on at the mega level like this is also going on inside each and every one of us at the micro level. It's not micro. I mean, we are all our own little universe or big universe energetically. That's what we love about the natal charts. But everybody's got these same transits happening to them personally. And so some people are actually metaphorically living their lives in a way that, you know, they're in the march. I'm not going to go into Oakland because I don't know where I could park in Oakland and not get my car towed or broken into or something. Oakland's not all, the places where all this is going on aren't necessarily real safe, and there are already thousands and thousands of people there. And the point of saying that is just to say, there are a lot of people who seem to have taken on the job of literally being on the streets. You know, I was on the streets in Portland a couple weeks ago with that crew. That was a different thing. But, I just think for each one of us, however we can participate, even if it's just sitting in extraordinarily beautiful deep meditation every day and sending our energy out to peacefully support this movement, I don't think it can be stopped.
I don't think it can either. But you said something interesting. You said in Portland, but then it was a different thing. Why is it different in Portland?
Well, I feel like every one of these camps is, and I've been to the one in San Francisco, the one in Portland. I haven't been to the one in Oakland. I've been to the one in Berkeley. The one in Oakland I haven't been to, but certainly, you know, we can all see the pictures of it. There were like 150 photos of this morning in the San Francisco gate on the BBC site.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just amazing coverage of this. Think about that. That's a European news agency that wants to cover. So I think that each city, the temperament of its different cities is reflected in the way the camps of people are responding to this. I mean, Oakland is going to be Oakland. Oakland there's a tremendous amount of poverty there just because the California infrastructure is falling apart, and it seems to be falling apart more publicly than other states' infrastructure. I don't know.
It is a performance state, so.
And so Oakland, you know, Oakland should be in Oakland. Sometimes things get a little bit more raw in Oakland than they get in Portland, for instance. So the Portland camp was very peaceful. There was a lot of drumming, just like there is in New York City. I don't know. I just think I don't want to stereotype because there's an extraordinary amount of beauty and amazing stuff going on in Portland. I mean, in Oakland right now.
Well, we have a caller online. Would you like to answer a question for a caller?
Well, sure, but I think the question might be for you. Let's see.
Well, let's find out. You're on the air. Who do you want to talk to?
Hi. Evening, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Well, it could be for both of you, actually. And it might be interesting to get your take on this, but I'm wondering what you see happening for me personally during 11/11/11, which I know is an important date that's coming up.
What's your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Lisa.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. I recognize your voice, actually. in many ways... Well, do you want to answer this one, Deb, and talk about 11/11/11, or do you want me to answer this first?
No, I think you should answer this one. I do. I mean,
okay.
You know, what I have to say about it is not personal, so why don't you go for this?
Well, first I'll say the personal, and then you can wrap your wisdom around it. What I want to say, Lisa, is that you've been undergoing a push, almost like at the back of the head, to grow and to awaken and you're evolving really fast, but you must be experiencing, and tell me if I'm wrong, but you look like you've been experiencing some old resistances and so on trying to come up, and some old programming coming up. And when you ask about 11-11-11, I want to say you should be feeling a breakthrough, actually, by Friday or so. I would say next Friday. I think you're going to feel a real freedom, is what I think.
I get that sense, too, because you're right.
I wouldn't go running out the streets screaming.
Hello?
Hello, I sort of over-talked you. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that you were right on having to deal with some old programming. I feel like I'm kind of dismantling it as we speak, and have been for the past few days.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting analogy to what's going on in the world economic thing?
Oh, yeah. It totally lines up with everything that you've been talking about. So, yeah, it makes sense to me.
So I want to say keep courageous and keep amused. So let's hear what Deb has to say.
I was just going to say that what you're talking about is such a metaphor for this, because things, starting with that Scorpio moon last week, started to be revealed to us that we can't turn away from. And one of the things that I said in the column I wrote about this last week was that none of us wants to court loss or really have to encounter loss, but it's all around us, and when we just turn around and face it, it's so liberating. And then we feel so much lighter, and we get into the huge sort of transfiguration that's happening. And it's happening, yeah, like you were talking about, both personally and... do you mind if I say something really quickly about 11-11-11, Lisa?
I mind terribly. Of course I don't mind. I'm delighted.
No. what you were just talking about in terms of Lisa feeling freer and lighter, the 11-11-11 thing is fascinating to me because of what's going on with the planets. On Wednesday, both Chiron and Neptune are going to turn around and go forward after months and months of going backward. And they're basically, what they represent as archetypes, Chiron is the wound, the collective wound. And Neptune has to do with the divine heart and our ability to realize that everything's in place, even though it doesn't look like it. To realize that we're so supported by the universe and all that's happening in our lives, collectively and individually. And so when these planets, they go turn around on Wednesday and Thursday, then we have a new moon on Thursday, and then we have the 11-11 thing. And it's just like this sort of tick, tick, tick thing that just basically says, you aren't separate from the divine. You're all a part of this. Every single one of you has your perfect part to play, and you're playing it. It feels to me that when the planets turn around and go forward like this, and then the very next day we have this great big gorgeous full moon in Taurus, which was the sign the Buddha was born under, it feels like almost like what's being revealed to us is just a real simple beauty of taking deep breaths and breathing our way into the next stage.
On the way there is very often the releasing of defenses and resistances that keep us from being free, right?
Yeah, and one of the keys to being able to do that, because we talk about doing that, and then people say to both of us, well, how do you do that? I think the key right now is to remember that we're light in body, to remember we're in this costume and we're in this play, but what's really real is the light. And that's Neptune and Chiron turning around, is the memory of that. It's just coming into people. I mean, don't you find that more and more people are, you say that to them, and they're like, yeah, right. They don't say, please explain that to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree, yeah. And it's the oddest time because it's kind of chaotic out there, and it's also really, really uplifting in a funny way. Mm-hmm. Do you notice that, Lisa?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I feel like in my own personal life, like, things are just really magical, and yet I know that as I'm listening to the news and hearing all these other things that are breaking down, but I also know, and maybe just have faith, that all of this is happening with a purpose.
Oh, I think it's a tremendous purpose. So I want to ask you something, Deb. Are the stars, the organization of the stars and planets right now, any similarities that you can recall from the 60s?
Oh, absolutely. we've talked a couple of times about how similar the fact that Uranus and Pluto are back in relationship to each other, and in the 60s, they were merged, like they were married, the planet of the deep down subconscious, subterranean look at everything that reveals all the dark, what's in the, been kept in the dark for too long, and then the planet of the revolution. Those two were conjunct in the 60s, and now today they're squaring each other, and we keep talking about how this is a 6 or 7 year long square, so that everything that's been kept in the dark all is going to be revolutionized by Uranus. But now that it's a square, it means a revolution that's more of a revolution. I mean, these two planets are challenging each other.
Wow. So it's very exciting.
It is. It's very exciting.
And I thank you so much. Tell everybody how to get hold of you, and because I might want to take a couple more callers before we're done.
No, do. Please do. And you can get a hold of me at deb@lovedogdesign or www.lovedogdesign.com. Thank you so much. And good night, Lisa. Bye.
I've missed you, Deb. Welcome back, and I'll see you next week, I hope.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Bye, Lisa. Are you still on? Okay, well, thank you for having called in, Lisa. Now, who else is going to call in? Let's talk about what's going on in your life and what it's taking to awaken. What do you do if you're really afraid about the tremendous chaos that's going on out there? And are you being involved in the Occupy Wall Street? Some of my friends, as a lot of you know, I live up by the Canadian border, and I'm actually Canadian but living in the States now and have been for a long time. But some of my friends in Vancouver were on the Occupy Wall Street march in Vancouver, B.C. on the weekend, and I guess it was humongous as well. There's a lot going on all around the world. How do you feel about that? How about calling in? We have about 10 more minutes for callers and wrap up. 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And remember, this is the time on the planet. I mean, paying attention to Lisa's call is helpful because she was revealing, as she said, she felt really quite uplifted these days and magical, but she also was, I don't think she acknowledged it. But anyway, what I saw was something that I'm seeing in myself and in my partner and a lot of other my clients and so on, that there's a lot of stuff coming up to be shucked, to be dropped right now. Are you experiencing that at all? I noticed that old programs, Goody, you're on the air. I'll just finish this thought. Old programs that we really don't want to maintain any longer are coming up, and sometimes you can feel blindsided. You feel like, holy crap, am I still like that? But remember that we want them to come up, and the big Stargate opening on the weekend is going to be very helpful to release that. So you're on the air. Thank you for your call.
Hi, Veronica. This is Simone calling from the Olympic Peninsula.
Hi, Simone.
And I've been enjoying your show this evening.
Thank
a couple
so
things have spoken to me tonight. One thing, your last caller about the problems in Oakland, California, because I lived in Oakland, California in the 60s. I actually went to Oakland High School and then left for a brief period and then came back in the later 60s. And it was quite troublesome then as well. Got married at that point in my life, and I had a couple of children, and got quite involved with their school and their education. And there was a wonderful educator named Marcus Foster, who was a black man who had an amazing repertoire of things to help the school system. And he was assassinated, you know, in that time, and it was very, very sad thing.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so what your gal was talking about really resonated with me, and here we are in these days, you know, with things still kind of crazy and everything up in the air, and you know, Afghanistan. A friend of mine just lost her son there, and it, you know, we're in terrible times, and yet there is hope. I always feel like there's hope and, you know, promise. And I just took a trip to Colorado where my son got married on the end of the Mayan calendar. He chose that date specifically.
Oh, well, that was smart. Simone's son has written a book which incorporates the Mayan lore, the stuff that we've heard about, with a wonderful story. It's a great novel called, what is it called?
It's called The Serpent Passage.
Oh, it's
The Serpent Passage, and they can find it on Amazon.com. It's a great readable book. It is a sci-fi story, but it's based on a lot of the Mayan myths and, you know, facts and so forth, and it's very interesting. So
it's a great read since we're talking so much about what it all means. It's a wonderful way to read about it, too.
It is, very much so. Anyway, so he chose to get married on that day because he doesn't look at the end of the Mayan calendar as the end of the world in any sense of the imagination, more of like a shift. It's more of a shift into a new dimension is the way that he kind of explains it to me. And Cod Pitts is his name, and he is quite a guy. Quite
great. Well, I read the book because I liked Todd, and then I couldn't put the book down, so that's a very good reference.
It's a very
good way of weaving
book.
Together all these principles.
Yes, it is.
So do you have any personal questions?
I've enjoyed your show tonight, and enjoy your friendship and your companionship and your inspiration over all these years, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much for your call.
You bet.
Good night. All right, good night. I think we have another caller. You've just got enough time if you're still there.
Okay, I'll turn my radio back on.
Okay. See you, Simone. All right, have we got another caller on the line?
Hello.
Hi. I thought you were there somewhere hiding on me.
Hi, Veronica. It's Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
Amazing. I was listening to your other callers, and I just felt like it's not an end to the Mayan calendar, or the Mayan calendar, it's not an end. My feeling really, really strongly, and it's just the knowing that it's opening a door to probably one of the most exciting times.
It is, isn't it? We have apparently 6 months to go through where the polarities really do their dance.
Well, you know, I've just been, I was just on a trip down east and the Atlantic provinces, and I had a reading, and I was so excited because the first time ever I actually got to see with my eyes spirits, or like with my physical eyes.
Wonderful.
And it was just so exciting to me because I had been, you know, working on that for a while. And the interesting things that come out was that there's a connection to the pyramids. I have knowledge of that. And there's a connection to the flower of life. And when I look at what's going on in my life, it really is like one step and then another step and then another step. And now I have an opportunity to maybe go to Peru and Bolivia for the December 21st.
Yay!
2012.
How thrilling! Wonderful, Joy. This is going to be great.
I really think so, because I think I'm starting to open up. And then my sister and I, who I've found out quite a few things that she's told me, and it seems we're on the same wavelength, but didn't know it. So we're doing a little experiment in telepathy, which was quite interesting.
That's great.
And,
well, you know what? They say that we're coming out of the information age and into the age of intuition.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I think it's time for us to evolve and hold that awareness as a common thing.
I think it is, and I think it's something new to some people. I really do believe that I know it's an ability that everyone has. We just haven't used it, or we're just not used to using it on a regular basis. But I think we're in for some really, really interesting times, and I really don't pick up any kind of fear about going down the road. All I'm getting excitement. Like, really.
Yay! Well, And on that note, I'll have to say goodbye. They'll hook us off stage, but I'm very delighted, and your lights are very bright tonight, Joy.
Great. And keep doing the job you're doing, like they say, and we're so glad to have you. You're a gift.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you so much. All right, honey. Well, we'll talk again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I agree with Joy. This is a very, very exciting time on the planet, and some of it's scary and a little bit violent, as we've heard, a lot violent at times, but we're moving out of a level of consciousness, and, you know, we've got to keep meditating. If you can't meditate, get breathing, do breathing exercises to help release programs, and then take charge of creating your reality with your mind and especially with your heart. We can move through this together, and as we raise our fields and frequency, we're really experiencing more and more oneness, and that wave will move through the collective. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying stay tuned at the top of the hour for Jackie Salvitti with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. We'll see what her team, Jackie always is very wonderful about going through her personal awakening process. And then she channels her team, who tells us some wonderful stuff and certainly has a vibrational level to spin us and get us to evolve our way into sleep time tonight. I love hearing them. So stay tuned for the top of the hour. And next week, I believe, we'll be having Danyon Brinkley on Paradigm Shifters. Danyon Brinkley is very famous for having been struck by lightning and writing a book called Saved by the Light. And that was in the 70s, and he's done tremendous work on consciousness, on helping people deal with near-death experiences, and working with dying people and many other things. This is a very, very exciting man to be listening to. Tune in at Paradigm Shifters, 8 o'clock next Tuesday night. And Thursday, we'll be back here with you. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you'd like to be in touch with me, if you've got suggestions for guests for Paradigm Shifters, feedback on this show, or if you'd like a session with me and my wonderful group of guides and angels, just email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Remember, we are all one. Take a deep breath and breathe out blessings to one another from the into the Radiance by Design community. Held that breath long enough, almost fell over. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.